Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for we'll have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Happy holidays again here on Circles of Change. You know, last week we had a ball speaking with Ryan and Farzine from Boy's Own Bakery talking about their cookies that they ship from Canada. So I thought we'd stay right in that stream and talk with Margie Dielen. And Margie's business is Margie's Kitchen. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, it's a real pleasure. Let me introduce it. Margie, it was born in Brazil and lived most of her life in Sao Paulo. And her career was in pharmaceutical sales in Brazil there for many years before she became an executive nanny in the U.S. for 12 years. She helped raise three children in three different families. She and her husband Gary then founded Margie's Jams in 2009, starting the business with two flavors, strawberry and orange marmalade, and put but six jars at a store in Plaza Palomino at Swan Road in Fort Lowell area. Well, now Margie's Kitchen, a name change, services nine stores across Arizona. They've expanded to 15 flavors of jams, pickled beets, asparagus beans, fruit salsas, pickled garlics, and Brazilian chocolates. Aha! All the products are 100% natural, no preservatives, no fructose, no gluten. So to date, they've cleared 32,000 jars of product, carrying, by the way, no debt and without borrowing any money. There's a story to be held here. Very high quality products that show very well on shelves and taste just fantastic. They're fully licensed and insured to include an FDA registration. Married since 2009, the date set, by the way, by Gary was one day before his birthday, so Margie wouldn't forget his birthday. They have two children, Adiana and Sebastian, and a very strong Christian background that really guides everything that they do. Well, Margie, tell me, the dream, I would imagine, somewhere, somehow, to become a U.S. citizen. But how did the cooking jams come about?
Yeah, it's a very interesting. In Brazil, when I was in Brazil, my daughters always said, I am the best cook in the house and the family. So I really didn't believe it. But in couple years, I started cooking, and this is what I started. So I came here in America, and was very funny because I work with three families, and these three families, they hire me just to be a nanny. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because of my talent. I don't know. I start cooking for them. And then I remember one time when I make a milkshake with a milk and avocado. So one of this family, Natalie, she live in Colorado. And she, unbelievable, she said, how you make this milkshake with avocado? So, and then she started giving and making the avocado milkshake for her friends and family. So then I start thinking about what I can do it here in America, because this is what I am here, mm-hmm. because I have a dream. So everybody likes to come here because everybody have a dream. So this is what I starting. And when I came here in Tucson, I live in Colorado, San Diego, mm-hmm. and Reno, Nevada. But when I came here in Tucson, I started working for a family. And this guy, my boss, he started to make a jam. And then I smell the jam. It's so natural, you know. And I think, now I think I know what I'm going to do it. I'm going to start making jam. Because everybody here always said, I love how you cook. Okay. I say, wow, maybe this is my talent. Mm-hmm. And of course, I pray about, because I really trust in God. And then the fun part, and I talked to God and I said, Jesus, what I can do it here in America,
that's right.
with a little bit money.
Right.
Give me directions. You know, and this coming, this man start cooking jam, and I start making jam with $100. I remember I went to the store and buy $100 in product, and I start making. But when I came home with the jar,
sure,
you know,
that's absolutely your first jar.
The jar what my boss gave it to me,
okay.
And I put it in my room. And when my husband came home, and I said, okay, look this. Just smell, because I cannot give it to you. You cannot eat this jar, this jam, because it's absolutely wonderful. And he just smelled. He said, it smells like my mom's jam.
Yeah, there you go. And boy, the stories come back at us, don't they?
Yeah.
And the analogy was last week, our two gentlemen that bake cookies, they talk about that they wanted to always outdo the smell and aromas that used to come from the kitchen when they were kids.
Exactly. So, and then him said, I said to him, okay, I'm going to start making jam. And he totally support me, you know. And he jumped with me. He started making it. I started making orange marmalade and strawberry jam. We went to Plaza Palomino. We just sell one, you know.
That's right. Everybody starts. It's your path is created by walking on it.
Yeah.
That's our moniker here is you've got to start.
Yes. And I said, well, it's going to be hard, you know. We sell just one. And it wasn't 100 something degrees, you know, what's summertime.
Exactly. That's right. Summertime. Oh, why not start in the most difficult part of the year? Right?
Exactly. Nobody in the farmer's market, anything. And so, well, okay, we'll try again. The second time we sell two jars. And then I said, well, I think we have to stop. But my husband said, no, we're not going to stop. So trusting God and has my husband with me try to help me how he helped me. Until now, it's wonderful, you know, because I have all the support with me.
That's right. But to think you start at the farmer's market, and now that you're servicing stores, I think you were up late last night pickling things because you were getting internet orders from Prescott, Arizona,
yes,
right?
Yes. We are having a huge order now, and my dream is starting coming, you know, and see a lot of things. My business is growing very, very fast. We are 3 years, you know. It's growing fast. People absolutely love the taste, the smell. And one thing make me so happy, it's because every time when my husband asking to me, are you going to the grocery store? I say, yes, and yeah. He said, buy a jam. But all the jam is it's a full and
that's right.
You know, in preserves and everything. I grab anyone and put in a card and say, what can I do? He's American, you know. Nothing I can do. It. But and my point here, my product, everybody say looking today, they really looking for a good quality.
That's right.
Product.
I think the other side, too, is that the thought of, we had here recently on the show, Jared McKinley from Edible Baja, Arizona. So the idea of local and keeping the products very, very fresh, and that also you're growing that capability, because lo and behold, it isn't just the wherewithal you're providing your own family, but other jobs for other people in the cycle by keeping it in the greater environment that we've got.
Exactly. This is another point too, you know. So the thing is, I really want people understand why our price is a little bit higher than others, mm-hmm. because we are making with 100% fruits. We didn't put water, we didn't put artificial flavor, artificial color. It's no artificial in my product, you know. It's everything and natural. And another thing, this is our dream. Our dream is, you know, growing enough to help a lot of people, you know.
Right. We're speaking with Margie Dieland, and her company is Margie's Kitchen. In fact, that's the internet address is margieskitchen.com. And Margie, the fact that you stepped in from jams to other products, so asparagus, beets, and salsas and so on, was that at your customer's request, or was, okay, I've done enough of the sweet stuff, I now want to do savory? How did you decide to branch off into other products?
My husband...
He said he can only taste test so many jams, right? He wanted to taste test something else that had the roots in Brazil.
Yes, no, he always said after a couple, one year, I just make a jam, but he want to start make pickles, all the stuff is, I think, 3 months after we start. And I said, no.
So he's the head of product development, and you're the operations person trying to manage the creativity on the other side.
Exactly.
Every company has its challenge. I know that myself.
Exactly. So that's why.
Well, Margie, the other piece of it, one would say you're actually pretty cagey, is the fact that there's no preservatives. That means that the shelf life is pretty short. But on the flip side, because everything tastes so good, it evaporates so fast, so people are compelled to want to buy more, right? And then even... I think Gary, your husband, was telling me briefly about how one of your stores has put your products out for taste testing. So mm-hmm. that certainly is something must attract people. And one little taste on a cracker that says,
exactly.
I want that.
Exactly. This is a other thing we're doing. But our product can stay on the shelf for more than a year.
Okay.
And the thing is, and we don't need to put a lot of preserves. A lot of people putting a lot of preserves because they can make more money.
Uh-huh.
They just looking for more money. I'm sorry, but this is the truth. We really don't need it. It's if I put in a lot of preserves in there, then I don't have to spend a lot of money with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get more money.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, my product still can stay in the shelf for 2 years, maybe, you know, 1 year. I have products in my shelf for 3 years.
There you do. Margie, the recipes behind your products then, are they passed down through your Brazilian family line, or are they...
I create salsas, you know, and the Brazilian chocolate, it's a recipe from Brazil, you know, everybody can make it, but yeah, from my head, you know.
And then I think, you know, not until people get exposed to different sorts of ethnic food do you realize the role of jams and sweet salsas in a variety of recipes. It's not just something you put on toast and waffles.
No, right? No. Our jams, you can put in anything, you know, and ice cream, topping an ice cream, waffles, oatmeal, chicken, fish, pork. Anything what you like to put in my jams, you can put. And all the salsas what I have is wonderful in chicken, fish, pork. You can put in pizza. You can put it anything what you really like is scrambled eggs in the morning.
So that, you know, the idea, though, of the variety and the different chefs. So have you found yet any restaurants in town purchasing your products yet to use them in your...
Yes, and we have a restaurant in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They are buying our salsas. They are making, you know, putting scrambled eggs, and they make their own recipe, but they include my
your
products
ingredients
there. And they sell in retail too. So
that's a really nice, but you're saying your business is growing, as if you can go from business to consumer to now business to business.
Exactly.
That really, really
exactly
ramps it up.
Yeah.
We've got here on with us in the studio Margie Dieland, and her company is Margie's Kitchen. In fact, that's the website address, margieskitchen.com. For those of you that are indeed streaming us, I dare say you want to go out and take a quick look at what she's got posted on the web. So would you have ever thought in 3 years, Margie, that you'd go from strawberry and orange marmalade to now 32,000 jars, a variety of products that have gone out in the market?
No.
No.
No. I've been very strong, trusting God, you know. I think for me, this is a dream, and I don't know. I even don't know right now. I think, wow, I don't know where I am.
Okay.
You know.
And, but you're okay in not knowing where you are.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, how many people know me? I don't know. You know, I don't know how many people buying my stuff. I know for in numbers, sure. But it's a very, I am very thankful for America. I am very thankful how they treat me here in America. And I cannot imagine it. I am how I am. I talk to my daughter. I say, I don't know. You know me. My daughter, Ariana, she know me. And I said to her, our mom's only what I know is cooking and clean the house and be a grandma, you know. And for me to be here and
be a businesswoman and be a solopreneur with Gary's
help. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I think it's totally believable because this is the advantage I have being a radio show talk show host is I can see your eyes, whereas our listeners can't. And I see so much passion and belief for you have and what you're doing and how you're serving and being part of our changing community here in Arizona. There's no stopping you in that regard.
The thing, the thing here, it's like my products is natural. And yeah. I hear a lot of people here in America have cancer. And in Brazil, we are not like, you know, we don't have a lot of cancer like that. Mm. And I read on the internet, it's a corn syrup.
Sure.
To kill people. Mm. It's a poison, you know. I didn't know that. You know, it's a lot of things they are putting there. And my goal is do my best for America. You know, my goal is and make the best products and put in the shelf and to know a lot of kids can eat mm-hmm. without no problem, no preservatives, no anything. This is my passion and to give the best for others. That's what I like to people understand my product.
That's right. Well, if I can make a prediction then, that I can just see that you, because of your orientation and service and education like that, that I bet it's not going to be too long you're going to have your own professional kitchen.
This is my dream.
That's your dream. And what would that look like for you?
My kitchen?
Yes.
Well, my dream is to have a store, you know, in the back, have a kitchen, have right. a kitchen, and everybody can see how we make our product,
sure, exactly.
you know. And I want a space for Brazilian chocolate because I know they're going to love all the flavors what I can put in
put
there.
Put chocolate, they shall come. Regardless of whatever it develops, if you've got chocolate in the window, people are going to come.
Exactly. And so, in the meantime, help people, you know, this is my other things what I sure. wanted to. But my dream, it's my kitchen in the back and have a... How many stores everywhere in America? This is my dream.
Well, and I wonder what it's going to be like when you get the first order from Brazil for your products to go back home. You ever thought about that?
Yes. Yes, I did. And I think I'm a little bit small, but in a couple of years, I think all these products going to Brazil.
Right back. Isn't that something? And probably to see, too, how your recipes have been influenced by the Southwest. Do you see that in front of you right now? Just even being in America, any of the ingredients or the applications having some influence of how we eat the food here that's different from your native country?
A little bit different, yeah. yes. But I could introduce both, you know. I could introduce America and Brazil sure. together. Like my salsa, mm-hmm. I put something from Brazil there and something from America. All the time. I give it to my husband, you know, and if he like it, everybody going to like it.
Well, and you know, so he's the discerning taste tester. I must say he's here in the studio with us, and Gary is a tall, wispy fellow. So that's, again, a testimony to probably his metabolism, but also the fact the natural, healthy ingredients.
Yes. There. Yes. The most important is very healthy, is antioxidant, you know. It's a very, very good.
Now, Margie, tell me, though, was there ever a recipe you started out with that he really said yuck, or you did, and said, no, we better not do that one?
Well, I make a peachy salsa, okay. and then I do have to change totally my peachy salsa, you know, yeah. So now it's the time everybody like it. And I was in the farmer's market, and I gave peach salsa for a customer, she make a face like, oh my gosh, what I did, you know? She hates. And then I taste, I say, I understand you. I'm going to take off from my table and I'm going to fix it. And now everybody love it.
Well, and you know, there's something about the spirit of the farmers markets, too, because people come, I think, expecting some surprises, good, bad, and indifferent, but also the chance to interact with those of you that are bringing your products to market that way. It's a great customer feedback.
Very, very great. And people right now, how I am, my jars, everything, they ask me, why you are here? It now... The place is not, you know, people think your jar's perfect, your gym's perfect, you know, everything perfect. So I said, well, in few days, in few years, I'm going to have my own store and everything, you know. But people, I have very fun, a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that's where going to the markets, just like for artists to go to festivals, auctions, and so on, you can get all too quickly out of touch with what's really going on. Yeah. And plus share ideas with other people that are in your similar space.
Yes. It's a very interest. Another thing now, I'm doing a lot of shows,
sure.
You know, because the farmer's market's being very small for me. And so that's why people are not really going to see me in farmers markets anymore. But I do have my products in a couple of stores here in Tucson. You know, it's Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Good for you. That's
yes,
great.
And then I have some Maynard's, other couple store. Just go in my website and everybody can see where.
That's right, to margieskitchen.com. Well, Margie, again, congratulations as well of becoming a U.S. citizen. That must have been quite a Valentine's Day when that happened.
Yeah, being American citizen is the best thing. I feel very comfortable and very happy. I am an American citizen.
That's right. That's really wonderful.
I'm very proud about.
Yeah. Well, the happiest of holidays to you and Gary. I think somewhere in the mix here, this idea of you're taking success forward and employing other people
mix.
That's your goal as well. But in the meantime, to think that the two of you, with support of others, have come as far as you have in 3 years, particularly to not carry debt, you know, or the kind of things that typically will drag people down. If you kind of keep that, really, some of those premises in front of you as an entrepreneur to stay true to it.
Yes.
The other thing that I think you've kind of broke the mold is many businesses, when people like yourself who have a passion for something like cooking or the arts, that the idea of doing your craft is so important, but then you lose track of the business of doing it. But it sounds like you found the right balance.
Yes. I am learning day by day, you know. I'm learning how much fruit I have to buy, how much jars I have to buy, you know. And my eyes open, my head, everything. I'm learning so much. And I know this year, you know, 2014 is going to be great. Time for me and for my business. This is what I believe it, you know. Probably we're going to go forward, you know, other states, California. We already in California, expanded to California and other states. But I know for sure this product is very high quality. So who try and who knows is a good thing. Bye.
Exactly. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Margie Dillon, again, margieskitchen.com, www.margieskitchen.com. Happiest of holidays, and thanks for sharing your story.
I want to say just thank you for everything. Welcome. Thank you, Zara, for interviewing me. And in Brazil, hi, and I love you guys.
That's right.
Daisy, kisses, bye.
Okay, and we're going to watch and track your business as it succeeds, 2014 belong. Yeah. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.